Hello, darlings. It's been too long since I've done a questionnaire of some kind, and I fucking love them. And I just happened to come upon a music questionnaire by Koshka. And music is like my thing, so it's kind of perfect, and I love it. So thank you, Koshka. I'm gonna do this mixtape questionnaire thingy. I did actually sit down and like gather my thoughts and come up with my answers before I recorded, because I will ramble for fucking ever. And because music is like such a big deal to me, like it's difficult for me to come up with like favorites on the fly. I have to like sit and think about it because there's such an extensive music catalog in my fucking brain. I had to gather my thoughts and sort of get them all typed up so I didn't meander too far and turn this into a 2-hour shit show. There's that. I'm gonna try not to. I'm constitutionally incapable of not wandering off into tangents occasionally, but I'm gonna try to keep it, shorter than a fucking Avengers movie. So we'll start from the top. A side, number one, what is a feel good jam? So, Benditos by The Refreshments is a feel good jam for me. That one's like, me and my sister, that's like, I'd say it's our anthem, but that's one that she and I enjoy together. We sing every time it comes on. When we're together, we actively like have it on a playlist and listen to it. That's our shit. It's a bop. Which is, I don't know, it seems kind of strange when you think about it, because the whole point of the song is, like, rob a bank, run from the cops. Everybody's stupid, so fuck them. But like I said, it's a bop. So yeah, feel good jam is Benditos. All right, number two, best song to start the day. I'm not really in the habit so much anymore of listening to music first thing in the morning. I don't have like an alarm clock or anything like that, and since lockdown, I haven't been like driving to work, so I haven't been listening to the radio on the way to work in the morning. But many, many, many moons ago, when I was still in like, required school and had to get up at shit buck o'clock in the morning to get ready for school, I had a like CD changer dealy that you could set to, you could set it like an alarm clock, and it would come on and it would play whatever CD at the specified time. And I used to start my day with the original, like the first self-titled Garbage album, the band Garbage, their self-titled first album, and the very first song on that album is Super Vixen. Which I love as a song anyway, but it's like it's this really driving guitars, and it's got a pause before the beat drops again. And like, I think I read somewhere that like it was initially they recorded it in analog, and there was a slight skip in the tape, and then when they listened to it back, they really liked it. Like it worked, and so they sort of built on that. But it really does work. It's a great effect. And it's a good song to start the day, I think. All right, number three, favorite jam of the decade you were born. All right, so asking for a favorite jam from a whole decade is a little unfair, because there was a whole bunch of great ones. But I think I settled on Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper, because there's a whole bunch of great ones, like I said, but that one jumps out at me. So yeah, Number four, best remix of a favorite song. Oh my god, you guys. I have a whole playlist full of cover songs. Like, I don't typically like remixes of songs, but like cover songs, I love. I have a deep appreciation for a well-executed cover song. So there's a whole shit ton of them that I really like. Although I think my current favorites are the Red Sun Rising cover of Uninvited. It's such a great fucking cover. Like, it's such a good cover. Like, they covered it live and acoustic the first time. Like, the first version of this cover that I heard was a live acoustic cover, and it was so fucking good. It was so good. Does not hurt that the singer is fucking hot like burning. But the song itself is also good, yes. So yeah, the Red Sun Rising cover of Uninvited, I really like. Also, Chase Holfelder, Holfelder, he's on YouTube, check him out, does a cover of Kiss the Girl from The Little Mermaid, which The Little Mermaid was one of my favorite Disney movies, and Kiss the Girl was one of my favorite songs from the movie, and Chase Holfelder is also hot like burning, just throwing that out there, and that doesn't hurt him at all. But he has a what he calls a major to minor project, where he takes a song that's written and performed in a major key and he covers it in a minor key. And the Kiss the Girl the Kiss the Girl cover that he does is like he turns it into a dubstep version. Which is also unexpected, but like changing it from a major to a minor key really gives it this like sort of ethereal, creepy, unsettling kind of vibe, and I fucking love it. It is so great. Like, it's such an unusual, interpretation of the song, and it's so great. I love it. You should check it out. Like I said, he's on YouTube, and he's got a whole like it was a project. He's got a whole like series of songs that were written and performed in a major key that he turned into a minor key, and all of them are like super interesting. So yeah, you should check that out. All right, number five, song that helps you get through a dull work day. So, sorry, I had to rearrange. Like I said, I've got playlists upon playlists upon playlists. But one that kind of like will pick up the pace, I guess, if the workday is kind of drag assing along, is Yuve Yuve Yu by The Who. They're a Mongolian band, and they. I wouldn't say that they're necessarily metal, but it's like, it's hard rock, but they use like traditional instruments, like a horse head fiddle. It's a fiddle, but it's like giant, it's beautiful, and like, they're great. They do like the traditional like throat singing and stuff. Like, the shit's unusual, but it is so great, and it's like, the original was completely in like Mongolian language. They did re-release with a feature by some English language band. I think Yuve Yuve Yu was re-released with a feature by, was it All That Remains? Or something, some singer from a band like that. They also have another song called Wolf Totem that they re-released with the feature by Jacoby Shaddix, and that was a good one too. But like the original, that's purely Mongolian language, is awesome. And I mean, the version with the English feature is also good, but I like the original. I like both of them anyway, but it definitely gets the workday going if it's dragging. Wolf Totem is good, but it's a little slower, I think. Like, it's not as upbeat as Yuva Yuva Yu. So anyway, yeah, the band is The Who, H-U, and you should check them out too, because they're pretty awesome. And again, you could be like, yeah, I'm just listening to some Mongolian throat singing. You're doing fucking what? It's an interesting conversation starter. All right, B-side. Number 6, favorite slow jam. I've always felt like Three Libras by A Perfect Circle is a slow song. Like, it's always seemed like a slow jam. Like, it's got strings at the beginning, and the lyrics are like, sort of, there are extended notes, like there are notes that he holds in the words, and it just makes it sort of stretches the song and makes it seem slow. Although there is a point where there's like a snare, he's hitting the drumstick on the rim of the snare, and the meter is, like, the time signature or the tempo rather, is a little fast, like faster than you would anticipate from a quote unquote slow jam. But the song itself always struck me as a slow song. But like I said, if the tempo from the from the percussion in that one disqualifies it from being a slow jam, then I also like Parable by Tool. Not Parabola is quick. That one's definitely not a slow song, but Parable, the one that comes before it, is a slow jam that I really enjoy. I might actually sing that one at some point. Like, I might actually do a little acapella singing of that one, because I really like it. And it really lends itself to acapella, because it's very, I mean, you can sing it without without the very, like, the guitar just sort of making weird effects in the background. Anyway, Lord, I'm sorry. Okay, number 7, favorite hip-hop jam. So, I'm going to use 2 here, because there's The Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony is, like, one of my all-time favorites. But, like, I don't know, it's got, like, a special place in my heart, and so it's always, you know, going to be one of my favorites, but I can't listen to it a lot, because the shit makes me sad. So that's not one that I, like, regularly jam to. But one that I listen to pretty regularly that I really like is Psycho Bitch by Tech N9ne. That sounds so bad, but it's such a good song. It's such a good song. If you haven't heard it, you should check it out. Because it's, I don't know. His lyrics are clever. They're not as clever as the Bloodhound Gang, but his lyrics are clever. And it just, I don't know. It's good. I like Tech N9ne, and Psycho Bitch is, like, one of my favorites of his. Number 8, favorite pop jam. I'm not generally a huge fan of pop, like, because pop music tends to be kind of, like, mindless, meaningless, sort of, you know, there's no feeling in it. It's just, you know, poppy, whatever. But I do like, judge your fucking mammy, but I do like Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. And I would say that it's a guilty pleasure, but I don't even feel guilty about it. Like, it fucking hits. Like, it's catchy, and it's cutie pie, and the lyrics are, like, I like the lyrics, and yeah, so, don't you fucking judge me. I like Call Me Maybe. Number 9, favorite rock jam.
That's not exactly fair because rock is like my favorite genre and there's so many. Although at the moment my favorite I think is Infrared by 3 Days Grace. Because like it's got like it's I really like the guitar lick, like it's got a very distinct guitar lick that sort of and it's sort of drives the whole song. But also the lyrics, like lyrics are very important to me. In the music that I listen to, like it's got to have a good beat or whatever, but also the lyrics are important. I can't enjoy a song that's got good music but the lyrics suck. So like that part's important to me, and Infrared is very like it speaks to me like on a personal level. Because the message is very I don't know, as someone who doesn't often feel seen, it speaks to that and like is sort it's very validating, I guess. Like, I don't know. I like the song. It makes me feel good. That's one of those, that's one of those you wish a motherfucker would sing to you kind of thing. Anyway, so subsection of number 9, classic or modern rock. Modern rock. I'm more into modern rock, although like the shit that I like best is beginning to come on the classic rock stations because I'm an old lady. But in terms of what has been considered classic rock in my formative years was stuff like I don't know, I would say the Beatles, but the Beatles was never really considered classic rock as far as I was concerned. It was like the birth of rock. it was the Beatles, but like classic rock, I always considered like the Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and stuff like that. And while I have a respect for the music because it was like trailblazing and trendsetting, and it's truly classic, and it, inspired all of the bands that came after, I'm not like, it didn't get my dick hard kind of thing, I've just never been like super into those particular bands or that time period. So yeah, what I've always considered classic rock has not really been my favorite, but I do like modern rock. Number 10. It's a good workout jam or a song to get pumped. So I'm a raging fucking dumpster fire and I don't work out, so I don't have like a gym playlist because I don't think I've ever actually set foot in a gym. So I don't, like I said, I'm trash. I don't work out, so I don't really have a specific playlist for that. But as far as like a get pumped up song, I like All Animal by Through Fire. That's a really good one that's like get your blood pumping. But also, I would listen to Popular Monster by Falling in Reverse, like on the way into work, before lockdown, I was driving in the car. And like on days when I was just kind of like fugue state, muscle memory got me to work, I would like, once I got to the parking lot and park, I would listen to Popular Monster to sort of be like, all right, let's get ready, let's fucking get it. And get pumped up before work. So that's a good one too. All right, Seaside, a song that makes you feel something, and what is that emotion? Okay, so there's two here. I probably could have kept it to one, but I wanted to mention both. So History of Violence by Theory of a Dead Man, just makes my chest hurt. Like it hurts in my heart to listen to that song, but I really like it. It's a beautiful song, and I do listen to like it's in my regular rotation, but it does give me that my chest hurts kind of feeling, because yeah, it's beautiful, but also like I said, the lyrics, and it's I don't know, I've known enough people in that situation that it like it gets me. But also, The Bed Song by Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra. That song makes me cry every time I hear it. Like, I can't listen to it without crying. So I don't have that one in the regular rotation because it literally makes me cry every time. I cannot make it all the way through the song without crying. Because it's just so sad, like, and I don't know, it's very sad. It makes me cry. Number 12, your chill out jam. I mean, define chill out jam, like music that I listen to relax. If it's like there's too much noise in my head and I need to listen to something that's going to let me, you know, sort of like reset and, you know, give monkey brain a job, you know, like if it's something that I'm trying to listen to actively clear out my overthinking. I like the cello suite in G major, and I can't remember the name. I can't remember who fucking composed it. I know Yo-Yo Ma performs it. But it's so pretty. I love the cello. And it's so pretty. And it's just sort of, it's very relaxing to listen to. 13. Top song to get naughty to. So, I don't make a habit of playing music while I have sexy times, either by myself or with a partner. But I will tell this story because in retrospect it's kind of fucking funny and should have told me many, many moons ago what kind of shit I'm into. So Salt and Peppa did a song called Sexy Noises Turn Me On, which seems a little on the nose for this community, right? But it's a good song, and it's very, I relate. I relate very much so. And like, so when I heard it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is such a great song and whatever. And not realizing that I relate, like I like the song and I relate to the lyrics or whatever. And like, it was still years before I, you know, actually connected my love for that song and those lyrics to, hey, I'm actually into, you know, I'm actually into like audio kink stuff, because I'm fucking dense. But anyway, I actually, when I was 15, I actually played that song for my then boyfriend, and he was like my first love. I was in love with this guy, and he was a few years older than me, and he was, God love him, he was trying very hard not to like pressure me into anything or take advantage or make me feel, you know, in any way compromised or whatever. Like he was very much a gentleman and was like, went out of his way not to put pressure on me for sex or any sort of sexual anything. Like, God love him. I was very much the aggressor in this situation. But I played that song for him, and that sort of started a conversation that eventually led to me losing my virginity. Us losing our virginities. I didn't find out until later that it was also his first time. But that was a separate fucking comedy of errors situation. But yeah, so Sexy Noises Turn Me On by Salt and Peppa is a good getting naughty song. If you guys haven't heard it, you should. It's very apropos. Alright, number 14. Good song for a striptease. Revelations 22:20 by Pussifer is like a perfect striptease song. Like, and especially like if you're like a legit, like if you're gonna do like the whole exotic dancing and like pole work and stuff like that, the song is really perfect for that. Like, I've seen videos of exotic dancers who actually perform to that song, and it is phenomenal. Because it's a very sensual, like the lyrics are explicitly sexual, but it's a very, the rhythm and like the notes and sort of the composition is very sensual and very fluid, and it's great for that. It would be great for that, I think. 15, song to spin after a breakup. Okay, so there's stages after a break, like there's different stages that you go through after a breakup, and there's different songs that are appropriate for each stage. Most recently, usually my playlist sees a pretty big influx of country songs after a breakup, like immediately after a breakup, and then rock songs a little while later. So like most recently, that first stage, I listened to Die from a Broken Heart by Maddie and Tay, which is exactly as dramatic as it sounds. But that one really, like, I really like that one. That one really got to me. mostly for the lyric, how does he sleep at night? Mama, the nerve of this guy. And the nerve of this guy part, just like, I'm like, yes, same. The nerve of this motherfucker right here. So yeah, Die from a Broken Heart is a good one for like right after the breakup when you're up, you know, when you're sad and hurting or whatever. But then after you make it past that, one of my very favorites is Fuck You and All Your Friends by Falling in Reverse. Which is such a great fucking title, right? Like, it's such a great title for a song. And it's one of those sort of angry closure type songs, I guess. Like, all right, fuck you, I'm done. And yeah, I really like that one. Fuck you and all your friends. Yes. All right, D-side. Number 16, song to play for a fight scene. All right, so let me preface this by saying, if you've seen season one of The Umbrella Academy, the fight scene where they play Istanbul by They Might Be Giants, during a fight scene where Five, like, lays the place to waste, like, was so fucking great. Like, it was so perfect. It was so unexpected, but also perfect for that song to be playing for this, like, just absolutely brutal fight scene. So in that same sort of tradition, I feel like Chelsea Dagger by the Fratellis would be an awesome song for a fight scene. Like, well, I mean, I love the song anyway. I love Chelsea Dagger. It's such a great song. But it's very, like, it's very upbeat, but also has sort of elements that I think would lend well to, like, the choreography of a fight scene. So yeah, I would put Chelsea Dagger for the fight scene song. Number 17, song to pump you up for competition. So I don't do a whole lot of, like, I don't really compete any sort of competitive anything. But I do watch a lot of hockey and go to hockey games. And so, like, I'm imagining shit for, like, warmies, warm-ups before the game. And I feel like What It Takes by Adelita's Way would be a good one for that. Like, it's, that's a good one. That's a good one for warmies, and that's a good one for, like, run-ups to the playoffs and stuff. I like that one. That one's very getting ready for a competition type song. But also, like, if I were to be competing for anything, I would probably also listen to Night Surgeon from the Repo the Genetic Opera soundtrack. And it's like, it's a rock opera. It's, if you haven't seen the movie Repo the Genetic Opera, you should. It is fantastic. Like, it's amazing and I love it. And like, it's legit a rock opera. Like, most of the, you know, the main things that happen throughout the movie are accompanied by everything being sung. All the actors sing their own parts. So Night Surgeon features Anthony Stewart Head, who has been in fucking everything. Like, I'm so surprised that they got him for this movie, because it's like a low budget, you know, almost indie type deal, and he's like this amazing actor of stage and screen, and they managed to get him for this. But anyway, so there's Anthony Stewart Head, fucking Paul Sorvino, who sings his own shit. I can't remember the name of the guy that plays Luigi, but then there's fucking what's his name? I can't remember his fucking name. From like Skinny Puppy or some shit. Like, he's like an actual musician. But yeah, like, it's a great song. It's a great movie. It's a great song. The song, like, that particular song, the scene, like, the film set or whatever was, like, an improv. I'm getting off track. Night Surgeon would be a good one for getting ready for a competition, I think. Because it's very, like, it builds and it does, like, sort of back and forth between sort of character aspects. But at the very end, one of the lyrics, and it's like one of the best things I've ever heard in my life. It's an excellent, like, it's like snappy or whatever. Is I'm the masked horror on your street corner. Make your mama mourn ya. I'm the night surgeon. And that's like, I don't know. That always like, I always liked it. It seemed snappy, and I appreciated it. Anyway, oh my god. Number 18, karaoke jam. So my go-to karaoke jam is Stay, I Missed You by Lisa Loeb. It doesn't, like, hurt my, like, it doesn't strain my voice to sing. And it's a pace and everything that works well. So I like that one. I go for that one. I will do, No Rain by Blind Melon, although that one does hurt my voice because his voice is so fucking high. Oh my god. And the further into my cups I get, the more country music finds its way into my repertoire. But yeah, Stay, I Missed You is like my go-to karaoke song. Number 19, all-time favorite. This is a hard one. But I think I'm going to go with Love You to Death by Typo Negative. I blame that song for a solid 80 to 90% of my goddess complex. I really want that song. I heard that one in my sort of formative years, and it very much influenced my preferences. definitely had an impact on my sexual preferences. And so yeah, Love You to Death by Typo Negative remains one of my favorite songs. Yeah, so there's that. And then number 20, a deep cut that's not too well known, but a favorite. So I don't know, it might be a little unfair to have selected this particular song, because it's not that it's a deep cut because nobody, you know, just because, you know, it's been out there and nobody listens to it. It's a deep cut because it's by a friend of mine who has now passed away. I went to high school with him, and he was in a band with like his brother and some friends. And then, you know, they, you know, stayed in the band, kept doing music and stuff through, you know, beyond high school and college and into their adult lives. Like, he was a music teacher. Like, he's a really great guy. But yeah, they recorded this 4 or 5 song EP or LP. I can never remember what the difference is, but they recorded this little 4 or 5 song sort of mini album demo or whatever. And I mean, it's out there. It's on like Amazon Music and it's on Spotify and like SoundCloud and, what's the other one? Bandcamp. Like, it's out there for purchase or free. But they were, you know, just kind of local. They were never like famous or anything. But anyway, so the song is called Concrete Shoes and the band is called The Dirty Souls. And like I said, the singer has now passed away, which is, it's very sad. I took it a lot harder than I anticipated when he died, but so that, you know, it makes me a little sad to listen to it because I know, you know, he's passed away and he's not going to be making any more music. But the song itself is really like, you can tell that there was joy in the making of the song. Like, it's, even with the lyrics being like, even with the lyrics not being like, you know, super happy fun time, whatever, they're still relatively upbeat lyrics, and the song itself, like the music, is very upbeat and like toe tapping, and you know, it's a bop, you know. So the song makes you feel good to listen to. Even like me personally, it makes me a little sad because the dude's dead, but it's, the song itself makes you feel good to listen to. You kind of tap your feet, you know. And so yeah, everyone, if you have made it through this long of me fucking rambling, you should check out Concrete Shoes by The Dirty Souls. Yeah, do that, because it's a really good song. All right, well, thank you so much, my darlings, for making it through, like I said, however the fuck long this has been. And I will catch you on the flip side.